Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The death toll just keeps going up from the wildfires in Maui. It's at 115 now, with hundreds still missing.
Tim Laborte's stepfather is among them. As hope fades, he's posting missing persons flyers.
We don't know if he might have left early or ran into another area that where it was bad or so, and they might have diverted him back and he might have been going around in a circle.
470 search and rescue agents are combing through this American Pompeii.
That's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti. So far, no deaths reported from the first tropical storm to hit Southern California in 84 years. Hillary dumped record-breaking rain. Our Carter Evans reports.
Across Southern California, many tried to drive on flooded roads, some that turned into muck. Even rescuers needed to be rescued. Palm Springs normally gets about 4.5 inches of rain a year. It received nearly that much in one day.
A 19-year-old Ohio woman convicted of killing her boyfriend and another by driving her car into a building at 100 miles per hour has learned her fate. Mackenzie Shirilla will spend life in prison with the possibility of parole in 15 years. Christine Russo's son was killed.
Mackenzie, going to prison because you did this. Be thankful that you're still alive and have a future, whatever that may be. Dom and Davion were robbed of their futures.
A clothing store owner in San Bernardino, California, is dead after an argument over a pride flag. Laura Ann Carlton confronted the suspect when he tore the flag down last Friday night. The man then shot her to death. Sheriff Shannon Dykes.
From a preliminary standpoint, it looks like the suspect acted alone, but we want to be sure that that's the case and there are no groups, hate groups, or anything else associated to this. That's why this is still an ongoing investigation.
A new report finds female soldiers face rampant sexism and harassment in Army Special Ops units. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland tells us there are more women in these roles now than in the past.
We had to expand special operations forces beyond simply the guys we think who are going to come in and kick doors down and take people on a raid, but also included people who could do intelligence analysis, cultural awareness. A lot of women were attached to special operations units, particularly in places like Afghanistan, to conduct intelligence gatherings, particularly from females.
The FDA gives the green light for a vaccine given to pregnant women to protect their newborn babies against RSV. The shot would help moms-to-be develop virus-fighting antibodies they pass along to their fetus. RSV is blamed for the deaths of hundreds of kids each year. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripes cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Big Monday, big week ahead, and it's a happier, happy hour rolling into it. Your calls, they're welcome here at 844-967-2789. And Dom, I got a number for you. $200,000 bail or bond for the former president in Fulton County, Georgia. It's the first time I've seen his bail number quantified. Have I missed the others? The first time I've seen a public bail figure, part of the negotiated surrender settlement for the former president. I've got Holly Bailey over at the Washington Post. A little of the coverage, Tom. Dateline Atlanta. Hotlanta this week. An Atlanta area judge approved on Monday a $200,000 bond for former President Donald Trump, who is expected to surrender later this week on charges that he had 18 allies illegally conspired to try and overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia.
That sounds bad when you put it that way.
The bond agreement, known as a consent bond order, sets strict rules for Trump's release. He's not going to be able to meet the rules, is he, Dom? We'll get to some of those in a minute. The former president is not allowed to communicate with witnesses or co-defendants about the case, except through lawyers, and he is barred from intimidating witnesses. That's going to be a problem. Or co-defendants.
Also,
that's what
problem.
He does. He intimidates people. He is also, Dom, forbidden from making any direct or indirect threat of any nature against the community or to any property in the community, including in post on social media or repost a post by others on social media. The defendant shall perform no act to intimidate any person known to him to be a co-defendant or witness in the case or to likewise obstruct the administration of justice. That's also kind of his thing, Dom. It is the first of Trump's four criminal indictments where the former president has been asked to post bond.
Oh, see, you didn't miss him, Crudy. It didn't happen before. I think the guy's a flight risk, man. You better post some bond.
Dominic, the agreement says Trump may post bond his cash I'd take the cash version. I wouldn't allow Trump. There would be one option, cash.
Oh, yeah. Here's my IOU. It's my marker. Huh? Come on.
Well, through commercial surety, what is he getting that from Deutsche Bank or through the Fulton County Jail's 10% program, where the arrestee pays 10% of the bail through a plan administered by the Fulton County Sheriff's Office?
Get your money up front.
So that's kind of like going to what, the bond? He's going to have a bond guy? Do you think he's going to go to Fulton County and try to get by on $20,000 down, Dom?
I mean, it's Donald Trump. Of course he is.
Trump has been told to surrender at the Fulton County Jail by noon on Friday for processing, but the document does not specify when Trump will travel to Hotlanta. By reaching this agreement, Trump avoids an initial court appearance in the case, but he is expected to appear at an arraignment hearing coming in the coming weeks. And the agreement was approved by Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee and posted on the court docket Monday afternoon, shortly after Trump's Georgia-based legal team met with the Fulton County prosecutors to negotiate terms of release and bond in a sweeping racketeering case, Dom. It was signed by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and Drew Findings, Marissa Goldberg, and Jennifer Little, Trump's Georgia attorneys. So Trump, he's got a bond agreement. He's waiting to surrender in his fourth jurisdictional indictment, like 91 in all, Dom. And this one is the most restrictive. And I'm already seeing it being speculated widely. The man's not going to be able to meet the terms.
Of course. No, he can't.
Of his bond agreement. So I would ask you, Dom, and the audience at large, 844-967-2789. What specific action, speculative, of course, because we won't know until it happens, but what action do you think Donald Trump will do to get his ass thrown in Fulton County jail awaiting trial? What will get his bond revoked? I'd like to hear it from you. 844-967-2789. Apparently the advice given by counsel, don't go debate in Milwaukee. Scott Walker gave alternative counsel, but
well, that's Scott Walker. You never listen to Scott Walker's counsel. And again, based on my reading of this, it seems like Trump won't do any of the debates. But back to the Washington Post, four of Trump's co-defendants in Georgia case also negotiated consent bond orders on Monday. McAfee signed off on $100,000 bonds for attorneys Kenneth Cheesebro and John Eastman, alleged architects of a scheme to use slates of alternate, I would call fraudulent, Trump electors to undermine the legitimate 2020 election results in key battleground states. A $50,000 bond approved for Ray Smith, an Atlanta attorney involved in Trump's legal challenges in Georgia, who advised the December 2020 meeting of Trump electors, and a $10,000 bond was negotiated for Scott Hall, a bail bondsman implicated in election data breach in Coffee County, Georgia. Huh, ironic. A bail bondsman. Those agreements also included restrictions on contacts between witnesses and co-defendants, though none were as strict as the rules for Trump. Why do you think that is? Trump's bond agreement signed by Willis, Fulton County's top prosecutor who launched her investigation. Willis, a first black woman elected as DA facing withering attacks. We know all of this. Whether Trump would be processed at the jail has been the subject of speculation for weeks, even before his indictment, with many expecting the former president's attorneys or Secret Service to request he be processed elsewhere. It was not immediately clear if Trump's legal team asked for any special accommodation for their client. Findlay, Trump's lead attorney in Georgia, did not respond to a request for comment, but in an email, a spokesman for the Secret Service suggested the agency had not sought to have Trump surrender at a different location. While operational security precludes us from going into specifics, the Secret Service will not seek any special accommodations outside of what would be required to ensure the former president's continued safety. As with any site visit by a protectee, the Secret Service is in constant coordination with the necessary entities to ensure protective requirements are met. We have the utmost confidence in the professionalism and commitment to security shared by our law enforcement partners. So send his ass to jail. Bring him in through the front door. Fingerprint him, take a picture, weigh his ass, Maybe have a protein shake in the morning, man, instead of a mac and cheese or a Big Mac. Donald Trump being processed, hopefully and justly, like everybody else.
Dominic, it is my understanding, and again, I'd like to know what you think. We'll get Trump's bill revoked, because I think he'll get revoked. He's not going to be able to meet the terms of the bond agreement in Georgia. So rampant speculation encouraged here at 844-967-2789.
Well, I think if we're going to do that, we have to go through the requirements. Like, because he's got some requirements. Kurt, you got any of this?
I do. A list of requirements for Donald Trump, if he is to remain out on bail, are the strictest so far imposed on him in his criminal cases. Hell, it's the first time he had bail. Trump's lawyers agreed he would put up $200,000 in bail, but the conditions he must agree to go beyond simply not making threats, which is required in other bail negotiations.
I want to make threats.
So, Dom, I'm going through. I found this at the Raw Story, you know, one of our favored sources. The headline here, let's make sure I get it right. Well, condition of Trump's bail in Georgia are the strictest yet imposed on him. But anyways, Dom, from the body of the work, condition number one, the defendant shall not violate the laws of this state, the laws of any other state, the laws of the United States of America, or any other local laws. He's done for, Dom.
I mean,
criminal is kind of in his DNA.
But when you say shall not violate, I mean, you could be accused of violating, but if you're not convicted of the violation, is it truly a violation?
If the defendant cuts down a tree in the forest and no one sees him, is he? Well, anyways, Dom, the defendant shall appear in court as directed by the court. That seems straightforward. Number three, the defendant shall perform no act to intimidate any person known to him or her to be a co-defendant or a witness in this case or otherwise obstruct the administration of justice. Now, if you read the Mueller report, redacted or otherwise, there's like 10 counts there. The guy kind of likes obstructing the justice. This shall include, but is not limited to the following. So there's subsections here, Dom.
3A, Crudy. The defendant shall make no direct or indirect threat of any nature against any co-defendant. 3B, the defendant shall make no direct or indirect threat of any nature against any witness, including but not limited to the individuals designated in the indictment as an unindicted co-conspirators, individual 1 through individual 30.
Got a lot of unindicted co-conspirators. There's more, Dom. There's more subsections.
Crudy, oh. C, the defendant shall make no direct or indirect threat of any nature against any victim. And a threat of any nature against the community or property in the community. The above shall include, but are not limited to, posts on social media or reposts of posts made by other individuals on social media. Of course, that just happened last week. I mean, after he was ordered, you know, similar things by Judge Chutkin, he reposted someone else's post. Willis is having none of that.
844-967-2789. The question. What will get Trump's bail revoked? Your rampant speculation encouraged. Start with yours, Donnie from Oshkosh, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Donnie.
Hi. I'm absolutely lapping up what you're saying. It's wonderful. I got to say, you guys are excellent little Eichmann, and I cannot believe that you sit here and so giddily saying this about Trump. Man, I can't wait to see how excited you guys are come the future when everything gets overturned. And you have, what are you going to say then? Are you still going to be just giddy? Like
Donnie, I look forward to it, man. If I'm wrong, I'll eat my hat.
Me too. I'm glad you guys care about Trump more than you care about Biden. Trump isn't president, but you don't care about anything about the injustice.
Well, Donnie, he tried to overthrow the government, man.
GOP front runner by like 45 points. He's supposed to be in Milwaukee. He can't come to Milwaukee because he's under so many criminal indictments. The guy can't even debate publicly for fear of being hauled off to jail for breaking the terms of his bail. But Donnie, thanks for playing, man. Be like Donnie. Play along. 844-967-2789. Should be 007.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat watch begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. Lows dip down to about 62 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 85 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
We're back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Taking your calls 844-967-2789.
Dominic Key, a new fellow calling us. Donnie, listening on the Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 WISS 1100 AM. You know, that is our Brewers flagship. And the question of the day, and I don't think Donnie played, but the question of the day, what's going to get Donald Trump's bail revoked? That's what I want to hear. And Donnie took a different tact. You know, he didn't appreciate us laughing at the cult leader. He's supportive of the cult leader. And I got to tell you, if you're still following the cult leader, Donnie, after 91 indictments, man, you might be in the cult.
Ah, the deep state, man. It's a weaponized, you know, liberal socialist FBI and DOJ. You know, I mean, I can't, the fact that these folks are even suggesting this. I mean, the FBI were reporting that I remember when Trump was president, was like there's a big Trump organization, a lot of Trumpsters in the FBI.
Trumplandia, they were calling the joint down.
You know what I mean? But all of a sudden, when it's become so apparent and obvious that Trump was breaking laws, and when he presented evidence to an independent grand jury, citizens of this country decided, oh, damn, yep. Now we'll have an opportunity to, what? He can defend himself innocent till proven guilty, Donnie. But with four indictments and 91 counts against, you know, what, two state, two federal? It's not looking good, Donnie.
Dominic, Lowell, the reporting from the Raw story, and then we'll get to the callers, 844-967-2789. Even after four criminal indictments, two pending civil trials, and a civil trial that found him liable for sexual abuse, the majority of likely Republican caucus goers in Iowa, the first nominating contest of the 2024 presidential race, say they do not believe Donald Trump has committed serious crimes. Again, this is the Republican base, the caucus goers in Iowa. Trump has been indicted by a Miami federal grand jury on Espionage Act charges, claiming he mishandled classified documents. He's been indicted by a D.C. federal grand jury on charges related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. He lost. He has been indicted by a Georgia grand jury on charges, including racketeering, related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. He lost. He's been indicted by a New York grand jury on charges of falsification of business records related to his alleged hush money payoff to a porn star. They don't think that's criminal. They think that's admirable, Dom, which prosecutors say was done to protect his 2016 election bid. There's the civil trial, right? New York Attorney General Letitia James alleging he inflated and deflated the value of his assets to obtain loans or tax benefits. And the defamation trial brought by journalist E. Jean Carroll. He already lost once. It's being brought a second time, a second round of defamation alleged against the former.
So those are what? That's six different incidences and issues that Trump's going to have to deal with between now and what, the election.
And despite all that, among likely GOP caucus goers, 65% believe Trump hasn't committed serious crimes. The survey also shows strong numbers considering DeSanctimonious and Tim Scott. 844-967-2789. Greg from Madison. Welcome, Greg. What do you got for us?
Hello, Greg.
Hey, question. So you just went through all the litany of, you know, all the charges. Why isn't the Wisconsin AG doing anything? I don't understand that.
Great question, Greg. I'm glad you asked it.
We don't have an answer, not a sufficient or a satisfactory one. I asked him way back a year ago at the DPW, didn't like his answer. And it was basically, it's multi-jurisdictional and, you know, kind of wait on somebody else to do the heavy lifting. And Dana Nessel over in Michigan didn't feel like it was someone else's problem. Didn't
wait. Arizona's investigating right now.
Jack Smith or a special counsel. I mean, hell, Fannie Willis talked more about Wisconsin in her indictment than damn near any other state outside of Georgia.
All the work is done. Like you're saying, I mean, all the documentation's been gathered. You know, I mean, there's most of that work's been done.
And whatever they don't have, they can gather from Ron Johnson's inbox.
There you go.
Any other thoughts, Greg?
Nope. I appreciate it so much.
All right, man. Yeah, thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Drew from Lake Mills. Welcome, Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I read an interesting article today, and I'm glad you keep referring to MAGA as a cult, because it was somewhere, it was on Google News, but it's somewhere in the 60 or 70% of Trump supporters will not accept or take any information from friends and family that are contrary to what they believe. And they also, it was somewhere in the 40s that they do not believe what their clergy says either. So, like, when you're talking, like, this is, like, MAGA people are actually in a cult, you know, that they're willing to spend all their money on hats and T-shirts and flags and F Joe Biden this and let's go Brandon that. Like, we are in cult territory now, and there's no way to dispute it. I mean, it's a fact.
I absolutely agree, Drew, and thank you for the call, man. We got to go to break here, but I wanted to throw that out there. I saw it over the weekend as well, and I thought it was a joke. I thought it was, you know, a hoax. What's that, a hoax? It's a CBS News YouGov poll, and what you're referring to. Here's the question among what GOP primary among Trump voters. Feel what they tell you is true. 42% of GOP Trump voters feel that religious leaders, what they tell them is true. 56% believe conservative media figures, 63% friends and family, 71% believe among Trump voters that what Trump tells them is true. And that, Drew, blows my mind. How's that possible? You know, the very religious, nope, conservative, you know, Clay and Buck, nope, friends and family. You can't. I mean, come on, friends and family. We're friends and family. We can talk about these things. And nope. Donald Trump says it. 71% of Trump voters think it's true.
Well, he has WWE villain and apprentice star on his resume, Dom. Of course he's telling the truth all the time about everything. Just ask Melania. Come back. More devils.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The president was in Maui on Monday, seeing the devastation from the deadly wildfires. KGMB-TV's Chelsea Davis.
There was actually a lot of protesters, a lot of people holding signs, handmade signs that say,
you're late. A lot of people felt that he should have been here much sooner.
The number of dead is up to 115 now. Record-breaking rain in Southern California brought flooding and mudslides. CBS's Carter Evans.
Dreams are going. Hillary packed a wallop. Boulders tumbled. In Oak Glen, the fear was a repeat of a mudslide that came crashing through last year. That fear came true.
An Army report looked at women in special ops units and found they faced rampant sexism and harassment.
Special operations forces lend themselves to a sort of a hyper sense of manliness, the toughest of the tough, and that makes this more and more difficult.
CBS's Jeff McCausland. CBS News Brief, I'm Stacey Lynn.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a big Monday edition. This whole week's going to be tremendously large. Very, very big.
Bigly.
Like my
powerful,
hands. Like my hands.
Powerful. Strong. Strong.
Dom, we're going to do an event with the peoples at the Roman Coin. The Roman Coin. Brady Street in Milwaukee. It's worth a Google. Join us there. It's going to be damn hot on Wednesday afternoon, approaching 100 degrees. And it's going to be cool by the bar where the Devil's Advocates are broadcasting live from 4 to 6. I believe we've got a confirmation from former U.S. Attorney James Santels joining us there. You're going to want to see Jim. Meet the man in person. He's the host of the Morning Cannolis on the Saturday mornings. Many of you listen. If you don't, you're missing out. Not real filling, not like the real cannolis, but excellent. Excellent. So Jim will be there. Dom and Crute will be there.
Oh, got a confirmation as well. Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show. She comes up at 6 o'clock tonight. She will join us also at some point. We haven't nailed down the times yet. At the Roman Coin on Wednesday between 4 and 6. You want to come and hang out, see Maggie, have some fun, see Jim, see the Devils, see all of our friends. Come down with us.
I understand she's feeling better. She's been under the weather. Now she's over the weather.
Over the weather?
Over the rainbow? I don't know.
Through the woods to grandmother's house. Here we go.
Maggie Dawn at the Roman Coin. See her there with the Devil's advocate. You know you want to. And don't forget, we've got big live coverage all day long. The day of that also ran presidential, whatever it's going to be, debate on the Foxy News channel. And I'm less interested in the debate than perhaps the counter programming. Now, someone in the audience did text out, what about the Trump press conference today? He was going to totally exonerate himself,
yeah,
Tom.
That's right. Yeah,
I guess
yep, that's... OJ's looking for the real killers, and Trump's going to exonerate himself today.
Or not. Apparently, he says there's no reason to do that anymore.
His attorneys, according to when he backed out last week, so cowardly and weakly, he said his attorneys want him to present that evidence at trial.
Not to the trial of public opinion, Tom? He's got lots of trials. He'll have plenty of opportunities to testify. But apparently, no press conference, no debating on Wednesday.
Or ever.
But he's doing Tucker. Like, that's not going to jeopardize his legal defenses at all. Because I'm sure he'll totally restrain himself with Tucker.
Well, at least on a taped Tucker, you know, you can have his attorneys, you know, kind of burn the tape. Yeah, right. You know, you can bring parts out that are going to be in violation, because guarantee you there will be statements made by Donald Trump that will be in violation of his most recent release, his bond agreement. So at least if you're doing something taped, you can have qualified attorneys go through and, you know, cut out and leave some of that stuff on the cutting room floor, let's call it. Live debate, Donald Trump, never going to happen. Could never, ever happen. Ever. I don't think you'll ever see Donald Trump debate live again as long as he's under indictment.
Well, he will be under indictment the rest of his adult life.
Versus his child life.
844. I'm not answering. I realized immediately I had made myself the victim of your unneeded
criticism. Allow myself to introduce myself.
844-967-2789. Mary from Wauwatosa. Welcome. Don't say hi to Dom. He's kind of mean.
Hi, Mary.
Now I'm going to say hi to Dom and Crute, and thanks for your coverage here. I enjoy it every day. Somewhat of a comment that's related here. I've served on juries a number of times over the years, and I've come away with a gut feeling that should I ever end up on the wrong side of the law, which I don't expect to, having to have the decision of, you know, my future determined by a judge or my revered peers, to listen to these morons in so many ways, climate change opinion being one of them, I definitely wouldn't want my future put in the hands of these questionable folks.
That's also the electorate, Mary, right? I mean, these are our siblings, our families, our friends, our neighbors, you know. I mean, this is what it is. And that YouGov CBS poll, it was shocking to me, Mary. Shocking to me that many people would look at something that Donald Trump says. If, you know, if you're a Trump voter, 71% believe what he tells them is true. Yeah. Only 42% of their religious leaders. Now, I don't know what shocks me more. I mean, if you're a religious person and you spend the time to, you know, explore your faith and, you know, travel on your journey and have a religious person, what, you only believe 42% of the things they say, but Donald Trump is 71%?
It's all that weakness in the Jesus in the New Testament, Mary. They don't like the weak Jesus thing.
That doesn't work anymore, Mary. They're not turning the other cheek anymore.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Be part of the political party. Dick, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. First of all, you asked the question, and I'll say what we've said about Trump for a long time. onesie lion every time he opens his mouth. So I would say the first time he opens his mouth is the answer to the question. But to that polling that you're talking about, Dom, I was flabbergasted by it this morning, too, when I seen it. And then the last but not least about that polling, did you see the part about when asked about who's the most electable next fall? He's down at 38%, wallowing down there with all the rest of the Republicans in the race. So I guess what I'm saying is you definitely want to go with a loser. I mean, that's crazy land to say, oh, this is who I want by 71%. And but only 38% of us think that he can actually
well
win.
They believe him, they just don't believe he can get elected.
So then what's the point?
I mean, he's their guy, love him or leave him, man.
Well, it's total insanity, which we all know, but I mean,
love is blind,
does that
Dick
make any sense? Can you reconcile that? I'm just saying 38%.
I don't know if we polled Jim Jones's flock, I bet a lot of them would really believe everything he said too. I mean, that's it, man. I mean, I can't explain it any other way. I mean, when you believe Donald Trump more than your religious leaders, I gotta question your faith. I absolutely question your faith. And as a guy who doesn't believe in any of that stuff, Dick, how do you believe that your pastor, your preacher, your whatever your thing is, the person you look to for spiritual guidance, you believe them like 42% of the time, but less than half the time, go forth and do no sin. Maybe not. Donald Trump. I did nothing wrong. Totally innocent phone call. I totally believe you. I mean, it's out of whack, man. It doesn't make any sense unless you throw in the cultiness of the whole thing, and that's where we're at, man.
I don't want to join a cult.
You got to join a cult, Dick.
I couldn't agree with you more. I absolutely, totally agree with that. I mean, but how do you change the hearts and minds of that 35 to 38%? You don't. They're in a cult. They're in this bubble world, and they're never going to come out of it. Never.
Well, they got rations down there underground. You know, they've been getting warned on right-wing talk radio for some period of time. The end times are coming. You better have your rations.
Hey, Dick, thanks for the call, man. I don't know, you know, what the process is to uncult someone. You know,
deprogram them.
Deprogramming, right? But wasn't Jenny Thomas in a cult, right? Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas' wife had to be deprogrammed from a previous cult only to be what? Programmed again into the new
cult? Recultified?
I mean, what? And for real, you guys, come on. Have you ever put up a, have you ever seen, you know, Ronald Reagan flags or George W. Bush flags? You know, I mean,
I got some Obama art, and I did buy my wife a t-shirt, Mama's for Obama.
I mean, come on, there's buttons and swag. I mean, that's fine, but there's never been anything since I've been alive I've ever seen like the Trump stuff with the flags. And I mean, remember in Texas, they had like a bunch of Trump trucks with their flags or like harassing a Biden bus. You know what I mean? What? Who does that? Who lives like that? Who puts up these kinds of flags? I mean, that is, it's beyond a bumper sticker or a lapel pin, man. I mean, that's really, really out there. I mean, it's a whole industry, and Trump's probably making some money because he's got to, you know, pay his attorney fees someday.
You know,
it's
shockingly,
beyond what it's ever been before.
Surprisingly, I did talk to some of the vendors at the Trump thing, and they kind of deadhead around. They follow his political rallies,
sure,
and they sell their wares. But surprisingly, Trump does not license, at least not any of the ones I talked to, any of the vendors. They just show up of their own volition. Many of them aren't big Trumpsters. They're just...
But they're big fans of taking Trumpsters' money for Trumpsters' swag at 1,000% markup. Sure, I'd follow around too.
Well, what's the merchandising cost on a t-shirt, Dom? Right. 844-967-2789 if you'd like to play along. A big Monday edition, Dom, and we've got the presidential debate coming on Wednesday. less of an event than Scott Walker would hope it would be, because Donald Trump ain't coming. He's counter-programming on the Tucker. Now, we're doing our own little counter-programming, if we didn't mention it. We got the Lincoln Project boys. We got Rick Wilson. And you've got a piece from Rick Wilson, but Rick Wilson is going to be part of the coverage along with Ben Wickler, Republican consultant Bill McCashin. My understanding is Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire. He'll be part of the 6 to 8 p.m. coverage on Civic Media. And that will be anchored by our pals, Todd Alba and Kristen Bry from Ascos, Wisconsin. And, you know, we'll see how it goes, Tom. But the Rick Wilson and the Trigby Olson from the Lincoln Project will be on site at the Whitetail MKE in Milwaukee. They'll be in the Deer District. We'll be doing a live show. Well, not you and I. We'll be doing a different sort of show, Dom. We'll be
doing a live show, but over at the Roman Coin, Crudy.
We're going to party. Our show is going to include victuals, perhaps. You know, there's a Chinese joint right up the way, although I get a little bloated when I eat that Chinese. And then, you know, the cheap Pabst beer, a tall boy and a shot, $4. Is that the special that night? Have we confirmed?
I haven't confirmed any specials. We'll see if we can get a devil special from Terry.
Now, are we going to, well, I presume you would drink. You drink during christenings, but are we going to drink during the debate event? And what would trigger the drinking during the
drinking
debate?
Games? Well, yeah,
I mean, if Trump's not there, I know we've joked. Well, when he lies, when he says, believe me, well, that one gets you drunk. Because he says it a lot. Doesn't mean it so much, but says it. But what would be the trigger? What could Ramaswamy say that would get you to...
Man, you know, the hardest thing, I think, the Hunter Biden. As soon as you hear Hunter Biden, you got to drink. That would be a tough debate to get through. And I wonder, like, how many times, like, what would be the comparison of Hunter comments from anybody, you know, the panel or the candidates, versus Trump, the word Trump versus Hunter.
Like, which one will they trash talk more? Who is getting trolled right. more?
Which one will be mentioned more, correct?
The laptop from hell. Right. The unearned posting at Burisma. The connection to the big guy and the 10% upstairs. Or the 91 criminal indictments. How could you not run against Donald? I mean, if you're running for president, if you want to win, how do you not go out and just go hammer that guy? I wouldn't show up either. I mean, I get what Chris Christie's doing, but that's not really the intent of the rest of them. Ron DeSantis, his super PAC, released part of his strategy. Defend Donald Trump. To what end? To what end? Dom, you can't even defend God.
There is no God.
Yeah, have a little faith, fella.
I'm not George Michael, man. I don't have that. Give me something to believe in. Not going to happen, man.
If you,
according to Ramaswamy, his 10 truths, there is a God. So you got that going for you.
Now, if you ever, you know, had to stand before a jury of your peers, where would they find 10, 12 hedonistic, atheist, short, smart-assed?
Good-looking, sexy, I don't know.
I'll let you throw a couple in there. I knew I was piling on a bit. Come back. Have a little faith. More Devil's Advocates. Your calls could be next at 844-96-PARTY.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local Civic Media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat watch begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 62. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Yeah!
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. Stick around, the Maggie Dawn Show coming up next. You can join us now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic Hidden, Maggie Dawn coming to the party Wednesday night down at the Roman Coin.
He has confirmed in the affirmative, yes.
Oh, the very talented, very smart Maggie Dawn will join us Wednesday at the Roman Coin. We'll have to pick a time. And also, former U.S. attorney, host of the Morning Cannolis, Jim Santel. So we got at least two excellent attorneys with us, man. We got to raise some hell. That's the best time to do it. What do you think? Can I get away with that? No! Let's do it! I'm going to be like Trump. You know, I'm going to sit there and defy my attorney's best efforts to keep me out of prison.
Always listen to your legal counsel, Michael. Donald Trump, of course, the announcement over the weekend will not be coming to Milwaukee to attend the debate. And he's been teasing it. He's been asking about it in his events lately. But again, we referenced the CBS YouGov polling. And here is one of the reasons why Donald Trump is justifying not to come. 2024 Republican nomination. Who would you vote for today? Top answers of likely GOP primary voters. CBS YouGov says 62%, if they had to vote today, would vote for Donald Trump. In second place, 16%, Ron DeSantis. There's a big gap there. So Trump, using that as a, hey, everybody knows me. I'm such a great guy. You know what I did? I'll do it again. Vote for me. And apparently that's working with 62%. Of the likely GOP primary voters.
Dominic, wait until after he's convicted. Then they'll jump up to 91% support, 1% for each and every felony indictment.
A few other questions here from the CBS YouGov polling. Trump's opponents should focus more on making the case for themselves or making the case against Trump. 91% said make the case for yourself. Okay, I guess that makes sense, you know. Show me what you want to do versus, you know, criticize what the other guy did. How about this? Latest Trump indictment. What concerns you more? 77% said the indictment is politically motivated. This is the latest Trump indictment, the Georgia Fulton County. Give me 11,780 votes. In the indictment, 77%, they believe it is politically motivated. 8% believe Trump tried to overturn the presidential election. 15% said both. I mean, if you believe that Trump tried to overturn the presidential election, how could an indictment of him trying to overturn the presidential election be politically motivated? I'm just asking questions over here, Curdy. Top reasons for considering Trump. Again, this is for among those who are, Republican GOP voters.
He's so good looking.
No, 99%. Top reasons for considering Trump. Things were better under Trump. 99% said things were better under Trump. Again, there's no specificity on what things were better. 95%. He fights for people like me. 76%. Know him better than other candidates. 74%. Always been a supporter. Always. Show support during legal fights. A reason you're considering Trump among Trump voters. Yes, that's a reason. 73% said the reason they're supporting Trump is because of his legal fights. 73%, 27%, of course, not a reason.
The bad boy of politics. He's always fighting the law.
Among those who say honesty is very important. Again, this is unbelievable. Trump, 61%, DeSantis, 17%, Ramaswamy, 6%, Pence, 5%, Scott, 4%. Vote for a GOP nomination. Among those who say honesty is very important. And this, again, it blows my mind. I mean, Donald Trump, they believe more than their religious leaders at 40%, 42%. The Trumpsters believe Donald Trump more than their conservative media figures at 56%. Conservatives believe in, among Trump voters, they believe friends and family at 63% and believe above all in the wisdom of their leader, their fearless leader, fighting for you, having sex with porn stars for you, robbing people from Trump University. For you, overthrowing the government, for you, 71% believe what Donald Trump tells them is true.
844-967-2789. I don't even believe 71% of what we say is true. Bill from Oconomowoc. It's true when we say it, Bill. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, what you guys say is 100% true. Trust me. But anyhow... getting back to Trump, can any of our, like, CJ or maybe Scotty Walker or Sean Hannity answer a question for me? Has Donald Trump ever won an election in the popular vote? Has he ever won
it? No. Well, he only ran for two elections. He won one. He threaded the electoral eye of the needle in 2016. And, of course, he lost by 7 million votes. And, you know, the same electoral college count flipped around. I believe Joe Biden had 306.
But did he not lose to Hillary by 3 million?
He had less aggregate votes, but he blamed that on the illegal aliens voting in California.
Yeah, millions of them, I think. Well, he said.
Even when he won, Bill, he complained about the rigged election.
Well, of course, there's aliens, there's illegal aliens. I mean, come on, we got to do something about that. But what's interesting is I don't know if Trump voters understand he's never won a popular vote.
I don't think it matters much, Bill.
Every single time. Well, that's right. That's true. Yeah.
They've never won an argument either, Bill, but they keep on calling. They keep on trying. At least you got to give them credit for dusting themselves off and throwing themselves back at that wall each and every day.
No, I don't give them credit, Bill. I mean, banging your head against the wall expecting a different result is insanity. I don't give you credit for that. I mean, step back from a political standpoint. Donald Trump lost the last election. Everybody can agree on that. Most people agree on that. Let's just say we agree on. Let's say history will agree on that. What is it about Donald Trump's actions, or for this matter, our new conservative friends, Joe Biden's actions would make people who voted for Joe Biden the last election go back to vote for Trump? Nothing. I mean, Trump's in a worse position now than he was, of course, being indicted 4 times, 91 charges, right? I mean, he peaked a long time ago, folks. There's nothing electorally that's going to make Joe Biden, unless things change as we stand right now, lose that election to Donald Trump. And the Republicans, at least those that are still saying that, those that are not in the cult, they know it.
Dominic, it was actually Scott Walker that turned out the low propensity voter in outstate Wisconsin. Before Trump turned about, Walker turned about. And what'd he do? He told them who to resent for their lot in life. Sounds a lot like Donald Trump. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's going to be a big week. And Maggie Dawn is back doing live shows starting today, so you're going to want to stick around for that. The Paul Revere Show with Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, lawyer, friend of ours, Mark Thompson, and then Rick Smith, coast to coast. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Dom. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night. We'll do it for you again on Tuesday.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This